Hello and welcome to a special Level Up bonus level with me. My name is Daniel Hobbs, but you already know that. And with me today, he's too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Benjamin Quire, everybody.
I'm a scribble nut.
Put scribble nuts down. We've got some games. We've got some games to talk about, boy. You're on the special levels now.
This is like Mario shit, bruh.
Level Up handheld game of the year. He loves it.
I love scribbling. Do love scribbling.
I enjoy a good scribble.
Oh dear. How much do you scribble?
Anyway. A bit of wrap up from last week.
Yeah.
Before we get into things.
We like rap.
All the awards you can all read and that. You can download the episode we did last week and read all the awards on levelupodcast.com/awards-2010.
Wow.
They're all on there.
We've got a dash.
Dash 2010. Slight bit, a little bit of reader feedback from last week as well.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter said, D. Kino King. I think he's German, but cinema?
Yes, he could be the cinema king.
Via Twitter says, why would the heavy rain love last week? Not really a game, more of an interactive movie, isn't it?
That's what I said. It's your fault.
No. Let's get this straight. I said this is PS3 game of the year because it was the best game that came out on just the PS3 last year. You were the one who giving it all the sound love and the video love and the art style love and all that shit. That was you, sir. Was it not?
I can't remember.
So why all the heavy rain love, Mr. Quite?
I like movies. Movies are good. And it was really good.
Jason.
It was the only good game on the
Jason.
PS3, wasn't it? It's the only good game.
Jason.
I'm not that confused.
Jason. Anyway. Best meme of last year. I'll give it that. Right, so we thought we'd come back. We're post-awards, we're post-Christmas. We're slowly getting back in the swing of things. We thought we'd come back and just recap all the games we played over the Christmas break before we get back into the whole, you know, monotonous news crap, because they're not really a lot apart from the fact that Portal 2 has been stuff on the PS3 and Final Fantasy 13 2 has been announced. So, quite.
You already knew that. Yes?
What do we start with? They put the scribble notes
the
down.
The news.
Give me the scribble notes. We're not doing news, are we?
The thing that you picked first to go first. The list of games that we have been playing.
Yes. Yes.
I know, but this is worthy.
There's not enough news.
There's not enough news. We can just mention this.
Duke Nukem has a release date.
Yes, 13 years in the making. May 6th.
I don't want them to call it Duke Nukem Forever.
Why?
Because I just think it's quite amusing that it's called Duke Nukem Forever and it never came out.
Well,
you know. They just call it Duke Nukem Rearmed.
Like Bionic Commando.
It comes out soon.
Call it Duke Nukem Bulletstorm. Because they're the same game. Moving on.
Let's pick a number between 1 and at least 8. 9. 10. 3.
You're only good at maths.
Pick a number between 1 and 9.
1.
Doritos Crash Course. I like it. I think it's cool. I'm an idiot, though. Free game to download on the Xbox Lives.
You only just found out about it the other day.
Everyone else found out. Yeah, it was came out ages ago. I found out about it. No, I found out about it from a podcast.
What do you mean, another podcast. I told you.
And then I forgot about it. And then you told me about it. And I was like, I should download that. And I've got one more to do, and I can't do it.
Is it get all gold?
It's the last Japan one. I can't do it.
Why?
I did all the Japan. Like, there's like three stages. All blatantly racist.
I have to do everything.
All blatantly racist.
Yeah. They're not that racist.
Well, at the start of the Japanese ones, you sort of bow and do some kung fu.
That's not
little bit racist.
Nah. It's pokety-pokety fun.
They're quite fun. It's actually really, really good for a free game.
I think out of the two, because there was two that were free.
The other one's Harm's Way, which I've also played a little bit.
I think Harm's Way is better.
Harm's Way is more of... It is a little bit more fun.
It's more of a free game.
Yeah, whereas Crash Course is just like, oh, put your avatar and he's going to do some flips and stuff. but it's still quite fun. And it's horribly frustrating. But it's free, so you can't
play other people's time.
Is it only free for like a certain...
No, it's just... It's like all Doritos games are free. They're all made by Doritos, all these games. Even Harm's Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there other Doritos games that I do not know of?
That dinosaur one. Dino Dash, or... Is this one called Crash of Destruction or something? No, it's Dino Dash.
Yeah.
There's one when you have to be a robot dinosaurs eating Doritos. That was free ages ago. You should probably get it. It's terrible, but it's an easy 200 points.
Oh, right. That's all right, then. That's all we like. Yeah, I tried to do this. There's like the 15 levels in the game. I tried to do the 15th one, and I just got, after doing the rest of them, I just got frustrated and went, fuck you, and then went and got really drunk last night, so...
I don't think you should probably race in that outfit.
What? It's Mr. Smiley Head wearing a tux. What's wrong with that?
Oh, dear.
And you've messed it up already.
How the fuck... I've forgotten.
You are fucking useless, Quai.
How is it?
Harm's Way is also... You play more Harm's Way than I have. How is Harm's Way?
Harm's Way is very good. It's a neat little promise. Four teams of two.
Yeah.
And you know, one is a turret around the track, and one is a driver.
See, I played it a bit on single player, and there was like, I played as the only turret man, trying to take out the drivers. And this is pretty fun. It just seems a bit, I don't know, it seems a bit boring, not gonna lie.
Oh dear.
Quai, you are, I'm turning that off, you are.
No, I'm doing better than you did.
This is the bit I got to as well and got incredibly frustrated at.
Oi!
Yep, off.
Man.
Just ruining your fun today, aren't I?
Yeah. Taking a picture in your pocket.
Taking pictures in my pocket, in my phone. Anyway, so Doritos Crash Course. I would get it because it's free. Same with Harm's Way. I would get it because it's free and it's a few easy achievements.
Harm's Way I've maxed out.
I haven't done that yet. There's just a couple of bits I need to do.
It's very easy.
Yeah. Speaking of achievements, achievements that are not easy. Singularity.
Not easy achievements?
I've got 5 hours in, I've got 90 Gs. Just for doing... But... I know that undecided, still undecided about it. I've had it since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still undecided about it. I don't know whether I like it, really like it, or should just go take it back to Blockbusters.
Well, that's what I'm like about Darksiders. But you might as well keep it the stint, just because you've got something to play, it'll tide you over.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's basic, made by Raven, who did Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein.
That one was terrible.
Yeah.
I thought I looked familiar.
Yeah, it's very similar looking, isn't it?
Yes.
You start off as an American soldier, like special forces soldier, who goes to this island off the coast of Russia.
Yeah.
Have
you not been watching Lost again?
No, this is not Lost. They go to investigate some weird goings on. And it's slowly revealed over the course of the first couple of hours that this is a place where the Russians found this new element called E-99 that can mess with time.
Oh, those Russians.
And then you start dropping back between the past and the present.
Yeah.
And like everything's fine in the part, and you go back to the past and save some guy who needs to be saved, so you can sort out this thing called the Singularity. But it doesn't reveal what it is, and I haven't got that far yet. Then by doing that, Russia takes up the person that you save, or help save, or something. It's really confusing, I wasn't really paying attention. That person ends up taking over the world for Russia. So when you go back to the future...
Back to the future.
I knew that was coming.
You just wanted to say that.
I did. When you go back to the future, it's everything's all fucked up, so you've got to try and save the world. It's not bad. The best part about it is it feels like a video game. I sent it to you earlier on when you were playing it. It feels yes. like a video. You got all these things like Uncharted and Call of Duty and even say one of the Batman things.
Yeah.
They feel like movies. Or they try to feel like movies. With, you know, a very few button prompts on screen, very little HUD, very realistic storyline, you know, set around proper events of stuff that has happened. Whereas this one, it feels you've always got things, objectives coming from the screen. There's health packs everywhere. There's upgradable things everywhere. Stupid enemy. It feels like you're playing a video game and not jumping into an interactive movie.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like about it. Bad part is that it's just not very well made.
No, you can certainly see that.
It's good. It's a very good game. It's a good game. Yeah, it's just like 7.5 out of 10 worthy. It's good. Not bad. It's not particularly great. Not particularly terrible, but it's good. It's just the pacing's a bit off. Because, I don't know, it feels like you're doing something really, really pointless and boring for ages and ages and ages. And all of a sudden, it will just switch over to something different. But then you won't do it for very long, and then it just gets really boring very quickly. Which is why I haven't put a lot of time into it, because I just sort of play it for like maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, and go like, oh, I'm bored now.
Yeah, you just pop it in, and then you're like,
And then you get to a point where you get like a really, they introduce a really stupid mini boss enemy type. Like a really stupid one. And it just gets
really old, really
like,
fast.
Really annoying. And you'll come back to it and you'll do it. It's sort of like gamer rage. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I got to a point like the other day where you get these little tiny bug creature thingies and they just swarm at you repeatedly and repeatedly. It's just like, it's just really annoying. And they'll do stupid things like, oh look, the objective is like over the other side of this courtyard. But then all of a sudden, you'll fall, you're just stupid, and you'll have to, it stretches the game out by about an hour.
Yeah,
That it didn't need to. Like the bit you played, whilst I was setting up, you know, you're going through the sewers and whatnot?
Yeah.
Like literally, the courtyard that when you came out of the sewers, I'd already been to that courtyard place before.
Oh.
But they stretch it out in a way so that you drop down and fall through this hole. So you have to go through all these sewers just to stretch the game out a bit more, and it really, really doesn't.
Very annoying.
Very annoying. What about Darksiders then?
Games. Right. Yeah, it's just different because I haven't really played a third person action open world, but you can explore a bit. It's like Callum, that you liken it to Zelda. It's nowhere near as good as Zelda.
Yes.
But it's that template of,
you know,
you go to an area, you do a dungeon, you get a new weapon in the dungeon, you defeat a boss, you go through
using
an area.
That weapon.
Yeah.
They've got a sword and a shield and a hood.
The opening cutscene made it look badass.
I really want to play it. It looks like, oh well, I'll try that. A lot of people gave it like props for like Game of the Year.
No.
Or like one of the best games of like a sleeper hit.
No. Nowhere near as good as, say, Enslaved.
Speaking of Enslaved, is it on the list as well? I like Enslaved.
How can you not like Enslaved?
I thought Enslaved was very good. The dev was very good. But not good.
What?
It just doesn't make sense. They're trying to explain it. The platforming is good. Like, it's, you know, oh, look at this shiny bit over here. I'm going to grab onto it and swing through a piece of environment. The thing I don't like is that the bits are glowy and shiny. It doesn't let you actually work it out for yourself. It takes away the challenge.
On the harder difficulty, it's not there.
And they're not there?
No.
So I only played on normal. What I'm going from, all of those bits are glowing. That's what I jump. That's what I jump to every time. And it's kind of, and the bits you jump on don't really seem like they should necessarily be there. If that makes sense. So they just sort of kind of, they made the built the wall and then put these red things on the wall.
Yeah.
So you can jump on it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Or these, or the pipe that glows. It's just like they don't really fit. So, I don't know. It's strange. It's like, and you can't jump off and kill yourself. I know it sounds all like a weird complaint, but when you look at other things like Prince of Persia or Uncharted that do the same sort of thing, or Assassin's Creed,
yeah,
you can't. There's an element of danger going, can I jump now? Because I might get hit by something, or it might not be the right thing. But if you do that in Enslaved, the character will go, nah, don't do that, that's silly. Which kind of takes the challenge out of it, because you just go, oh, just this bit I've got to jump to. And there's only one path through things, and yeah, it's good, but it doesn't really, it's not great. And the combat is button mashy kind of sort of thing, you know. But
yeah.
all while I was playing it, I just thought I should play Uncharted 3. Or go back and play Uncharted 2. Because it's essentially the same thing. Obviously, instead of stick melee combat, you've got its guns. But it's 100 times better. And it's like, yeah, Slave might be one of the sleeper hits of the year, but other things do it better.
Did you not feel for the character? I really connected with the characters and the overall story.
I think the way they tell the story without actually saying anything is pretty good. Like, I know that doesn't make a lot of sense.
And it's very well acted. It's not really.
Oh yes, it's very. It's
they're
very,
not characters. It's very well acted.
Yeah. Like the stuff when you go through the city at the start. What I'm assuming is like a New York-ish place.
No, it is New York.
It is New York.
Yeah. Based right. on an ancient Chinese book called Odyssey to the West.
Yes, I know this. Well, you're really good, and there'll be like campaign posters of politicians, and then someone in graffiti everywhere, and it sort of tells a story subconsciously of what happened to this place. And then obviously you've got the ending, which is a bit Matrix-y, and I don't want to spoil anything. Pretty bad use of FMV, I'll give it that. It all looks Andy Serkis holiday snaps.
That's the best bit.
And at the end, you've got Andy Serkis's massive giant head. It's a bit weird. But it kind of works. Kind of works. I know. You played it before I did. What do you reckon?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was one of my sleeper hits of last year.
It's really good. It's a game that when I played the demo, I was at maybe.
I just really connected with the story and the characters.
The relationship between them builds really, really well.
It's like the old Kane and Lynch argument is. It doesn't matter about the combat and whatever else goes, as long as it's got a good story.
So it's better than Kane and Lynch. That stuff actually works.
Yeah.
Whereas in Kane and Lynch, it didn't really work.
It's always a good start if it does work.
But all right in the back of my mind, I was just thinking, Uncharted 2 is better. Because it is essentially the same game, but the climbing is better and more thrilling because you've got bits of stuff falling around you all the time, right? And nothing glows either. So you're not quite sure if you jump to it or not, but you've got to jump to it because Nazis are chasing you. You know?
Yeah.
And then the combat is my sort of cup of tea. You know, duck and cover, shooter. Explosive barrels everywhere, that sort of thing. That's more my cup of tea. And the acting, the writing, all the dialogue stuff is so much better in Uncharted, in my opinion. And the story is generally better rather than just, oh look, there's some mechs, which is half the story in Enslaved, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas in Uncharted, there's actually sort of witty banter and stuff. It's like, oh, look, some mechs, but let's further our relationship slightly. It's a strange game. It's definitely worth a rental, though, just to play through it. Right, Quay. Metro 2033. Put the scribble notes down.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the... There was not a lot of hype around it anyway.
Well, it was meant to be good, but it's just not.
And it's not good?
It's just like, oh, you are Altium. Altium of the Moscow sewer.
What?
You're called Artyom. Basically, you're called Arthur.
Yeah.
And you're living underground in Moscow because the world's gone to shit. There's lots of monsters about.
Okay.
And you leave the safety of your sewer palace. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And you go exploring to try and save, you know, the world.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. It's just not very good. It's very Russian. I don't know if it was made in Russia or by Russians, but it was very depressing.
So Singularity is incredibly Russian. Like, all the R's are backwards.
There's lots of people making...
The N's are backwards in Singularity.
There's lots of people drinking vodka and making soup, and it's just not very good. And then it's just got terrible shooting mechanic in it.
I did, like, watch some video of it. I used to follow this guy on YouTube. He did a lot of he played a lot of games, did a lot of commentary. Yeah. I can't remember what his name is now. The British guy, he was quite funny, and he used to rip it. He used to play, like, video himself playing those games on the PC and just rip on them.
Yeah.
And, He did a couple of videos of Metro 2033. And, like, at the start of these videos, like, he did, like, 4 or 5, he was, like, 10 minutes a pop. And he was he's really enjoying the game, kind of interesting, a bit different. And then by the end of the third or fourth video, he's like, this is terrible, why have I agreed to do five of these things in this awful game?
That's it. That's literally it, though. It's a good premise, start off, and then just goes to shit instantly.
Yeah. See, I have a feeling that Singularity might do something similar.
Really
good premise. The story is actually quite interesting because I'm a big fan of alternate Cold War. That makes sense.
It doesn't, but okay.
You know, like, something happens and the you know.
You mean like Metal Gear Solid? You like Metal Gear Solid because it has Cold War bits in it?
No, no. As in,
I like alternate Cold War.
Not alternate Cold War, as in like it's an alternate timeline.
Yes.
Setting, but it's Cold War-y sort of.
I bet you can't wait for XCOM.
I really look forward to XCOM. I like alternate timeline history stuff. Like, Resistance.
Men in hats, fighting aliens from the
1950s. Yes, I'm quite looking forward to XCOM, actually. You said that. But even though the goo looks a bit weird. Anyway, I'm feeling Singularity might do the same sort of thing. Like, great premise. But I think it might drop off...
I've heard it's got a decent ending.
Like, quicker.
Yeah.
That's quick. You said, like... I assume Metro 23 was like really, really high, and then I'm assuming Singularity would be like slow decline. Yeah. But I will finish it over the weekend.
Yeah,
I will finish it. You over better. The weekend. Sniper Ghost Warrior, the greatest game ever. 360 exclusive.
Is it?
There was no PS3 version.
Oh dear.
Well, it's gone on the PC.
Oh dear.
You said they announced a sequel. Someone told me they announced a sequel.
Yeah, they did. I'm pretty sure they did.
Most anticipated game of 2011.
It'll be delayed.
I tried to Sniper Ghost Warrior 2.
Future Soldier. It's good. It's different. I like the sniping.
The first person, the actual, when they give you an assault rifle, and you sort of swap out of the sniper body. Have you got to that bit yet?
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times.
Like you go on the
but
boat.
That annoys
There's
me.
A bit on the boat and the bit when you're like storming the gates.
Yeah, that annoys
and it's
me though.
Fucking awful.
Because it's just like cut you. If you do it wrong, you're fucked.
The sniping's brilliant.
If it was just all sniping, different locations, say snow, desert. We talked about this before. Didn't
yeah.
We? Sniping different locations, different stuff. Urban. It'd be great. Because it's nice and fun. It'd be like those sniper games on the arcade machines. It'd be good fun.
Yeah.
But it's not. For some reason, they feel the need. Oh, there's Call of Duty. You must ram in some squad based. First person shooting with an assault rifle.
There's a game by Rebellion who made the Warriors game.
They also made Alien vs. Predator.
And they also made Alien vs. Predator, yes. And they made a James Bond game as well back in the day from Russia with Love. On the PS2. Very, very small. Apparently it's really, really hard to find. Like a really, really rare PS2 game called Sniper Elite.
Yes, I've heard of it.
World War II sniper shooter. Same sort of thing, but there was no little red dot. Did you have the little red dot? Do you have the little red dot?
Yeah. Different gun, I've had the little red dot.
Yeah. That's where your bullet will end up.
Yeah.
on that, there was none of that, but it took it, there was a lot more gravity and wind.
Yeah.
Thing you had to take into account. And it was very, very similar, but set in World War II. And it was a lot better because it was like, right, you're in World War II, but you've got to go on this mission to go kill this guy and blow up this tank. Yeah. So you'd be sneaking around, crawl up to the back of the tank, stick some C4 in it, and then you'd be like, oh, there's a guard tower. And it like that. And if Sniper Goes Rogue did something like that, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah. If it was more... I get what you mean. More Splinter Cell-y, more so stealth meant something.
Yeah.
Like on this, you can pretty much prone up to people and knife them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit... I don't know. There's not enough
consequences to your action.
No, I've been seeing it, I'll shoot the guy that saw me, and then that's it.
Yeah, if you fuck up, like the main bit, you just be like, all right, rail off a few more bullets, if one of them will hit him.
Yeah.
You don't really have to accommodate for the wind, really.
Yeah. It's not bad, but they could do so much more. But I think what the people who were making it were trying to be was like, they're trying to compete with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But sniping, which they shouldn't. They should do something different. If they did something different, they would get a bit more.
Yeah. I understand what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't.
If they did something different, it would stand out from the crowd. Well, look at this well-good sniping.
Yeah, but they're also afraid to do something different in case they won't sell. So you have to stick a bit of squad-based in there, first-person assault rifle.
You'd be surprised. Sniper Ghost Warrior, I saw a lot of people playing it. I saw a couple of people playing it. You can still get multiplayer games on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really. It's good. Fallout New Vegas, I can't do it.
I like it, but I get it.
I can't do it.
It's hard. I don't know why it feels like a chore.
It does feel like a chore.
Fallout was very easy
Fallout
to play the first.
Fallout 3 was
Even though it's broken...
Oh yeah, they're both broken.
They're both broken. Vegas more than first Fallout.
But you go into it expecting it to be broken. Yeah. You go into it expecting glitches.
What I don't get is Fallout 3 seems to have a lot more charm to it than New Vegas did. And even though the fighting mechanic is better in New Vegas,
it's really exactly the same, really.
Although they fixed the shooting, so you can actually play it like a first-person shooter.
That's true. Yeah.
But it feels like so much of a chore because the quests are like, alright, you have a quest. You can do this, this, and this to solve it. But to do that, you have to do this first, and this first, and this first. But if you do this, it might affect this guy, so you'll have a problem. It's just like, why? Every quest has a branch, has like 10 branch options off it.
Probably, in my opinion, the best guide writer ever works for IGN, Colin Moriarty. So much so that they named one of the characters in Fallout 3 after him.
Yeah.
He wrote the guide to Fallout 3. Fucking really. He said that Fallout New Vegas was the most difficult, most annoying guide ever he's ever written.
So many different possibilities.
Because there is so much. And it's just like, you try, as playing like one of those games, because I used to play in Fallout 3, you try and do everything, don't you, in Fallout 3?
Yeah.
Because it's all just, the quest is go here, go here, go here, go here.
And
go
you
here,
can.
Here, and fight stuff on the way.
And you can,
and
do,
you can do everything.
On
but in
Vegas, you can't.
Yeah.
Because you have to specifically work for, say, the Legion to do all their missions to get their achievements, and you have to work for the Boomers to do their missions to get their achievements, and you have to work for the NCR to do their missions to get their achievements. And if you work for any one of them individually, everyone else hates you.
See, at the moment, I'm working for myself.
You can't do it on that game, because you miss out on this.
Yeah, I missed out on most of the game, because I decided to go down the path of the wild card, path. And doesn't work. I did try at one point to sort of jump back and forward,
you
like
can't.
Do a Legion mission, do an NCR bit, do a Legion bit, do an NCR bit. It's impossible, and it takes so long. And the only way really to get the most out of that game is to go, right, I'm going to go down this, but I'm going to do all the NCR stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some Boomer stuff in this playthrough, I'm going to do some Legion stuff in this playthrough, and this playthrough, I'm going to do the Wildcard
stuff.
Yeah,
but you don't want to play like five different playthroughs of that game, because they're racking up 20 hours each one.
I don't want to play it four times.
I've got to the end of the game,
I haven't even done that
working
yet. I just
for myself.
Can't be bothered.
Because you do something with Mr. House, is he called, or whatever he called.
Yes, and you get the strange robot man.
You get the robot. The robot army.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment.
And then you go fight, but then you have to fight some sort of badass dude, which obviously I don't know, either I wasn't leveled for, or he's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and it's just can't be asked.
Yeah, the best part of that game is the Wild Wasteland, though.
I haven't done that yet. I'll do that on my next playthrough.
That's amazing. Like, I just walk down this building and then three housewives with rolling pins attack me. Yeah. This is the best part of that game. And the bloody mess perk, which is the best perk ever. But it's just... I'm sitting there on my shelf.
You're going to have to jump. You've got to sort of jump back between it.
See, when I picked up Fallout 3, I brought it, played it a little bit, and was like, eh. And then I came back to it about this sort of time after it came out, like 4 months after, 4 or 5 months after it came out, and just played it non-stop for ages and got, like, most of the achievements in it. And I do want to play it, that sort of game, some more, but New Vegas is just so, eh.
It's because it's a bit more of the same.
If it's more of the same, and even though this is... I don't normally complain about more of the same, but this time it's a bad thing.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, got to go here, here.
Yeah, and the rep system with all that different faction system thingies is not great. I didn't like it.
But yeah, I get what you mean.
A little part of me is to go back. It might just go back and play the Fallout 3 DLC.
That's good though. Some of that stuff's good.
But it's all on my old hard drive.
Oh dear.
So I've got to whip out the hard drive on my PS3 and put the new one in. So it's just a bit. Of a pain.
Alright, moving on.
SmackDown, we played some SmackDown as well.
We always play SmackDown.
Yes, we do.
Well, what
the the Nexus DLC is good, but
it's good.
Not great.
It's actually what you want from Nexus.
Inquires and playing Scribblenauts and looks like it's failing at it. Okay. Playing my file of Scribblenauts on my DS.
Well, I'll borrow off you and then you won't have a file. Alright, yeah, so it's good. But, you know, it should have really been in there to begin with, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the turnaround time on these things is too long.
What, SmackDown games or...?
No, making the DLC. The turnaround is too long, I think.
Well, this is the last... This is the DLC 3 is the last pack.
Yeah, but I think... Like, they're doing... What are they? They're doing, like, straight... They're doing, like, Masked CM Punk, which was fucking ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is out of date. The games are always out of date, though, aren't they?
Yeah. But... I don't know, it just seems a bit weird. I think they just need to... I don't think they need to bother putting any more characters in, maybe just more game modes or something, I don't know.
It's nice to have the characters in, though.
Yeah, but they take too long to, like... They put in Wade Barrett and Nexus in there, right? But not all of Nexus. Like, there's no Heath Slater. Or McGillicuddy. Like, Heath Slater should have been in there anyway. Why they didn't put Daniel Bryan in there as well is beyond me.
It's true.
Because he came back at SummerSlam, which was fucking months and months ago. And it was before the game even shipped. So they really should have put that in anyway. We'll see. And the suit, like, they brought that out, what, week before Christmas?
Yeah.
And then the week after Christmas, the whole thing changes around again.
Yeah.
So they should either not have bothered, or...
Bring it out a different time period.
Yeah, do it sooner, closer to the game's release. Like, have all this DLC. If they want to release it all as DLC, fair enough. I don't mind paying for it, whatever. But, do it quicker.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Do it a lot quicker.
Alright. I understand you, sir.
Right, that's about it. We'll do, like, new... We'll run news and releases and whatnot next week. But, for the time being, sir...
Yeah.
We are at leveluppodcast.com.
For now.
For the time being. That is very complicated with domain name switching and URLs and blah, 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 blah. But. So it may soon become a leveluppodcast.co.uk.
Ooh.
Possibly. But we are...
Are you going to tell them?
Having a new site being built.
You're telling them. You're officially telling them.
Right now. Should be right now.
Lives on the internet.
Minions are...
Ringing. Live on the internet.
Minions are doing stuff and building website and, you know, that sort of jazz.
Small hobbits of the internet.
Yes, so they're going up. So basically all the stuff that's on the current website, levelupodcast.com, will be going over to there, and maybe even a small team of people writing reviews, features, blah, 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 and forums, and all sorts of lovely things are going to be happening.
So we don't
say you, sir.
Good, as long as I don't have to do it.
Also have a new Twitter. I changed it from level_2, because it doesn't really make sense. So at the moment, don't sit on my bin. You're going to break the bin.
Why is it upside down?
I don't know. Exactly. Level_2 didn't really make a lot of sense.
Oh, it did to us.
So it's now twitter.com/levelup tweets, which makes a lot more sense. Doesn't it, really? And then, so next show, Dead Space. We have Dead Space next week?
Perhaps, potentially.
And we're going to talk about...
Depends of my minion at Blockbuster.
You mean your brother?
My minion.
And we are going to talk about the top three most anticipated games of 2011. And the one you really couldn't give a shit about. And you're doing the news next week.
Alright, yay.
You get control of the microphone and the computer and everything.
Sit in the comfy chair.
You can sit in the comfy chair.
Yes.
Yes. Right. That's it. Remember, levelupodcast.com for the time being. We come back next week.
Yes, I will come back next week.
Yes. Next Wednesday. I've got a funeral on Tuesday. So, I need to wear a suit.
Why is that on that?
Anyway, say bye, Kwai.
Bye, Kwai.
See you later, everybody.